Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Courage to be Profitable by Ruth King is a practical business finance guide aimed primarily at small business owners, especially those with limited accounting training. Published in the personal and professional finance space, the book focuses on helping readers interpret core financial statements and use them to make better monthly decisions. Its central promise is not abstract inspiration, but a simple operating discipline review, the financial health of the business regularly. Identify problems early, and act on what the numbers reveal. King writes in plain language and uses examples drawn from real small business situations, which makes the book accessible to readers who may find traditional accounting texts intimidating. Rather than treating finance as a separate technical specialty, the book presents it as a routine management habit tied directly to survival, pricing, and long-term profitability. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a simple monthly process for reading the business through financial statements. One of the book's main contributions is its emphasis on a repeatable monthly review process that ordinary owners can use without advanced accounting knowledge. King organizes the material around the idea that a business does not need constant financial analysis in complex detail, but it does need a disciplined checkup of the key statements and ratios that show whether the company is healthy. This approach matters because many owners manage by intuition, bank balance, or sales volume alone, which can hide serious problems. By focusing on a short, structured review, the book turns financial management into a manageable habit rather than an overwhelming project. The value of this method is not just speed, it is consistency. A monthly rhythm helps owners notice declining margins, worsening cash position, or rising expenses before those issues become crises. The book therefore reframes financial literacy as a practical operating system for decision-making, not as a theoretical subject reserved for accountants. Secondly, why profit, cash, and growth are not the same thing. A major theme in the book is the warning that profitability alone does not guarantee survival. King repeatedly distinguishes profit from cash and shows that a business can look successful on paper while still running into liquidity trouble. This is a crucial concept for small businesses because owners often assume that sales growth or a positive income statement means the company is safe. The book explains why that assumption fails. Money can be tied up in receivables, inventory, or timing gaps between payments and expenses. It also warns that growth can mask unprofitability, since expanding operations may increase workload and overhead faster than margins improve. By separating these concepts, the book encourages readers to look beyond surface-level results and understand the timing and structure of business finances. This analytical distinction is one of the book's strongest ideas because it helps owners avoid common mistakes such as overbuying inventory, extending too much credit, or interpreting busy operations as healthy operations. Thirdly, running the business on net profit per hour rather than activity alone. The book introduces a distinctive way of thinking about performance by framing the business around net profit per hour. This shifts attention away from raw sales activity and toward the efficiency of the owner's time and the company's economic return. For small business owners, especially in service industries, this is a useful corrective because high revenue can still produce weak results if labor, overhead, or pricing are misaligned. The net profit per hour concept pushes readers to ask whether the business is truly rewarding the time and effort required to operate it. That question matters because many small businesses are built around owner labor and without a clear measure of return. The owner may simply be buying themselves a job rather than building a profitable enterprise. King's framework helps connect pricing, workload, staffing, and margin into one practical standard. It also makes the business easier to evaluate when comparing different service lines or customers, since owners can identify which work creates meaningful profit and which work consumes time without enough return. Fourthly, common financial mistakes that quietly weaken small businesses rather than treating financial failure as a single dramatic event. The book shows how it often develops through a series of ordinary mistakes. These include poor pricing, weak collections, inventory buildup, and ignoring warning signs in the statements. King's use of real-life examples helps make these issues concrete because many owners recognize the behavior but not the financial consequence. The strength of this approach is that it links everyday management habits to measurable outcomes. For example, delayed collections can create cash stress even when profits appear adequate, and inventory can absorb resources that should be available for operations. In the same way, underpricing may keep work flowing while quietly eroding margins. The book does not present these as isolated errors. It shows how they interact and compound one another. That makes the analysis especially useful for owners who may not be experiencing a dramatic collapse but are slowly losing financial control. It teaches readers to treat small leaks as strategic problems rather than minor inconveniences. Lastly, a finance refresher designed for non-accountants and service business owners. The book is clearly written for readers who want practical financial understanding without a formal business degree. Its language is plain, its structure is approachable, and its examples are designed to make balance sheets, profit and loss statements, pricing, and cash flow understandable to non-specialists. That accessibility is a major part of the book's appeal, particularly for service business owners who often know operations better than finance. The book does not try to overwhelm the reader with jargon or theory. Instead, it translates accounting concepts into management decisions that owners can act on. This makes it useful as both an introduction and a refresher for people who already run a business but have not fully developed their financial literacy. The practical orientation is also important. The goal is not to turn readers into accountants, but to help them ask better questions, detect problems earlier, and hold better conversations with their bookkeepers or advisors. That positioning gives the book its niche value within small business finance literature. In conclusion, The Courage to be Profitable is best suited for small business owners, especially service-based operators, who need a clearer grasp of their financial statements and want a practical way to monitor profitability without getting lost in accounting complexity. It is also useful for entrepreneurs who are growing quickly, because the book explains how growth can hide weak margins and cash problems. Readers with little formal finance training will benefit most, but even experienced owners may appreciate the discipline of its monthly review framework and its emphasis on net profit per hour. What sets the book apart in its category is its combination of accessibility and operational focus. Rather than presenting finance as abstract theory, it turns financial statements into a recurring management tool. It also speaks in direct, plain language, which makes it more approachable than many small business finance books. For readers who want an actionable refresher on pricing, collections, inventory, and cash awareness, it offers a concise and grounded guide to staying financially alert. If you would like to support Ruth King, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.